Okay. Welcome to Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry. My name is Stacy Lunsford. I want to welcome everyone to the prayer line tonight. As I was saying, the opening prayer today was by Prophet Nathan, and Nathan Simmons, and he has gone home to be with the Lord, but I love listening to his prayers. And the prayer that he prayed was entitled, Search Me, Lord. So our foundational scripture that we're going to open up with is Psalm 139, verse 1 through 3. O Lord, you have searched me thoroughly and have known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. My entire life, everything I do, you understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and you are intimately acquainted with all my ways. And I love Psalms 139. It's such a powerful psalm. But David, as you all know, David was a man that was after God's own heart, and he was asking God to search him thoroughly because he knows him. And that should be our prayer as well. God, search me thoroughly because you know me. And David reminded God, he said, you know when I sit down, you know when I rise up, everything that I do with my life, you know about it. And God understands when you sit up, God understands when you sit down, and God understands when you rise up. God understands everything that you do. He understands everything that I do. Sometimes we may not understand why we do the things that we do, but God knows. God knows everything. And I love it when it says, God, you understand my thought from afar. And that is going to directly connect us with our topic and our theme for tonight, because we're going to be dealing with self-examination and we're going to be dealing with our thought process. So I'm going to give an overview of tonight's message. And for those of you that are new to the prayer line, welcome. I'm so glad that you were able to make it. And I always do a synopsis of what I'm going to talk about. And after I finish, I open up the mic for discussions for anyone that want to add, comment, or share a scripture with anything that stands out to you. But our prayer focus is going to come from my synopsis of today's prayer directives. And the goal is to get each and every one of us to empty out, to lay aside everything that serves no purpose, everything that has no value in our lives. And the scripture for that is Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And for those of you that are taking notes, our first scripture was Psalm 139, verses 1 through 3. And the next scripture that I'm going to read is Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and verse 1. And this is going to lead us into tonight's message. Now, keep in mind, this is Unity for the Community prayer focus. We're praying for restoration of the family. We're praying for our neighborhoods. We're praying for our communities. And we're praying for our families. In Isaiah, the 58th chapter and verse 12, God tells us that the waste places shall be restored and that we are the repairers of the breach. And tonight's message is going to deal directly with things that are happening in our families, individually and collectively, things that are happening in our neighborhoods, things that are happening in our communities, things that are happening in our churches, things that are happening in our cities, in our states, in our country, and in other countries. We are not exempt. But I believe that as we zero in on prayer, in prayer, that God is going to hear our prayers and God is going to answer. And as a result, families, husbands, wives, mothers, fathers, sons and daughters, aunts and uncles, grandparents, they're going to be healed and they're going to be restored. Where there has been division, there's going to be unity. When there has been brokenness and separation, there's going to be togetherness. People are going to come together. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. There are so many things that have infiltrated the home. And God said when the enemy comes in like a flood, that he would raise up a standard against the enemy. The enemy wants to destroy the family. The enemy wants to destroy the home. The enemy wants to destroy relationships, and we're not going to focus on what the enemy has been doing because we've done that long enough. It did not change our situation. It did not change our circumstances. So Hebrews the 12th chapter in the first verse. And I love to read different versions of the Bible, but for this particular scripture, I love to read it in the King James Version. So it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And what I love about that verse, it says, let us lay aside every weight. And if something has a heaviness to it, is it weigh you down, when something is too heavy and it weighs you down, you experience a feeling of heaviness. And the spirit of heaviness is something that we're also going to focus on tonight, because the spirit of heaviness has infiltrated our homes. It has infiltrated the family. It has infiltrated our neighborhoods and our communities. And as we come together in prayer, our objective tonight is to shut down the spirit of heaviness and all of its cohorts. Many people are struggling with depression, oppression. Many people are discouraged. They're filled with despair. They're dealing with discouragement. People have lost their jobs. People have lost their homes. People have lost their cars. People can't provide for their families. Families need health insurance. Family don't have enough food. There are so many things going on. And Proverbs 4:23 tells us that we are to guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. And what are those issues of life? Well, I believe that some of those issues of life are some of the things that we need to lay aside, because they've been weighing us down, and it has distracted us from casting our cares upon God. So we want to say a short prayer and welcome God into this prayer session, so that he can take control and lead and guide us in spirit and in truth. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we welcome you into this place. We welcome you into these broken vessels, and we desire, oh God, to be filled. We desire you to touch us, to heal us, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We repent of all of our sins. We ask that you forgive us. We ask that you strengthen us where we are weak and build us up where we are torn down. Father, we love you. We honor you. We reverence you. We worship you. We love you and we adore you. Thank you for manifesting your word, your grace, your power, and release revelation knowledge as we prepare our hearts and our minds to pray with the things that we discussed so far, asking you to search our hearts with Psalms 139, and then helping us to lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets us, and help us to run with patience the race that has been set before us. And this is our prayer tonight in Jesus' name. So tonight we're going to be talking about laying aside those heavy weights, but we're going to be talking about emptying out. So how do you handle the garbage in your life? You know, the trash, those rotten memories and those negative thoughts that you have rehearsed over and over again because experiences have taken over your mind, your emotions, and your feelings. So I have a couple of questions, and all of the questions, all of the information that I'm sharing, anything that's standing out to you for us to pray about, please make a mental note of it or write down if you have to write it down. But I want everybody to add to this discussion and then add to the prayers that we're going to be praying. Because God wants to help us get rid of the garbage. God wants to help us to get rid of the trash today. God wants to help us to lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets us. So if you are ready to pack your load and give it to God, then God is ready to take it from you because God cares. We are going to be talking about emptying out and letting go of those negative thoughts, those hurts and pains from the past. Now, I opened up talking about the traumatic experiences. One of the key areas that we're going to be praying about tonight is people that have experienced, have had traumatic experiences, and they are still connected to those traumatic experiences through the soul ties that have formed. And these soul ties have them connected to the very source of that situation. So whatever caused the trauma, whatever caused that hurt and pain, that person is reliving it over and over, and it has not allowed them to move forward in the things of God. But it has imprisoned them and held them in bondage in their mind, in their emotions, in their feelings. And as believers in God, we should be responding to the word of God and not responding to our feelings. But because we are a work in progress and God is fully aware of that, God understands why we do the things that we do. And tonight, for those that of you that never heard me say this, I always use my private pain for public profit. And I want to share some of the questions that I had to ask myself as I was emptying out to God. And I did this because I needed to grant him access to remove the garbage out of my life. So keep in mind that with all of the physical trash that we put out on trash days in our communities, when we willfully put the trash out by the curbside or in the driveway, out back or wherever you put your trash, people have different places where they put their trash so that the trashmen, the sanitation workers can come and remove it. And what happens, and I want you to really think about this, what happens if you forget to put your trash out? That trash is going to stay there. That trash is going to release an odor. It's going to start to stink, and it's going to invite the pestilence to come, the bugs, the mice, depending on where you have your trash. So the pests can be ants. It can be flies. And in the physical, the pestilence are coming. But also, when we keep trash in our house, it's going to attract pestilence in the spiritual realm. And it is where the demonic presence will start to influence you to keep the trash. And the goal is to get you to embrace the garbage so that the enemy can now create a stronghold in your mind with it. And once this stronghold is created out of all of that garbage, out of all of that trash, guess what? You're no longer going to think right or accurately about God. You're no longer going to think right and accurately about yourself. Your worldview is going to change. Your Bible view is going to change. How you respond to crisis is going to change. How you respond to everything. You will now be controlled by the demonic presence and the demonic influence that infiltrated your house through the trash. Now, we have physical trash, but we also have spiritual trash. So I want you to think about some of the things that you think about and think about some of the things that you watch on TV and some of the things that you listen to and think about what your children are listening to and what your children are also watching, because one of the main areas that the enemy is able to grant legal access to us is because we are not guarding our hearts, we are not guarding our eye gates, we are not guarding our ear gates. And today we are to take notice of those areas where we have allowed garbage or trash inside. And the garbage, the stench from it, the odor from it, is louder than the word of God. So we're surrounded by all of this trash. And today I want to challenge you to think about what you spend your time thinking about along the lines of emptying out, one, your physical trash, two, emptying out your spiritual trash, you know, the garbage. Those things that are holding you back, those things that are hindering you, those things that are blocking you from advancing forward in the things of God. So one of the areas that we're going to be praying about, and we do this like every time we come together, we are praying for the family. We're praying for marriages. We're praying for relationships. We're praying for the children. We're praying for our neighborhood, for our community. And I believe that together we are going to impact all of these categories. But we really don't know how far or how deep God is going to allow our prayers to go to uproot and destroy the assignment of the enemy. All we know is that God is going to do what he wants to do as we yield to the prompting of the Holy Ghost and pray the way God wants us to pray. And I'm telling you, God wants us to get rid of the garbage. God wants us to get rid of the trash. God wants us to start thinking right and accurately about him and about ourselves, because we are not what happened to us. And a lot of times people get hurt. People experience pain. People experience hardships and difficulties, traumatic experiences. And they allow what happened to them to dictate who they are. And right there, I want to identify the spirit of robbery, because the spirit of robbery in John 10:10, it comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. So we must deal with the spirit of robbery, and we must learn how to identify when the spirit of robbery is in full effect in our lives. And it's so subtle, and it comes in such a sneaky way. And all we have to do is ask God to show us those open doors, and he will definitely show us. So as we prepare to deal with matters of the heart so that we could go into prayer, I have a couple of questions for you. What effect has this trash had on you personally? What effect has this trash or this garbage, whether it's physical or spiritual? Because sometimes you could tell your children, and a lot of us, our children are grown already, but at one point or another, you got to fuss at your children. You need to clean your room, or you need to do the dishes, or either your mother said it to you. You know, sometimes we just let things linger. So what effect did the trash have on you? What effect did the trash have on your children, your loved one, your husband, your wife? What effect did it have on your home? What effect did it have on your neighborhood? because sometimes people don't like to put their trash out in a proper receptacle or a proper can, trash can. They just put the trash out, and then the cats and the whatever you have, wild animals in your neighborhood, they come and they tear the bags open and they take what they want and they make a big mess. So we need to pay attention to how we handle the trash, how we handle the physical trash, and how we handle the spiritual trash. Because if you don't have a trash can for your spiritual trash, guess what? It's going to be all over the place, and those pestilence, those wild animals in the spirit realm, they're going to come, and they're going to devour, and they're going to eat off of your trash. And so that part of your mind is going to be contaminated by this pestilence. And when this happens, it's going to affect your thought process. It's going to affect the way you think. It's going to affect the way you speak. And it's going to affect the way that you act. And the first question is, what effect has this trash had on, one, your thought life? What effect has this trash had on your heart? What effect has this trash had on your body? What effect has this trash had on your soul? What effect has this trash had on your spirit? What effect has this trash had on your appetite for physical food and your appetite for spiritual food? And your cravings. What effect did this trash have on your unmet needs? What effect did this trash have on your love, your hatred, your patience, your temperance, your attitude, and your choices? How do you dispose of the negative things that happen to you in a healthy way that will teach you how to grow from the negative experiences in a positive way? So, how has your trash guided you with your decision making? And that's one of the key prayer points that we're going to focus on as we begin to pray for unity in the community, for our families, for our neighborhoods, and our communities. We're going to pray that those that have been making bad decisions or negative decisions based off of the garbage, the negative thoughts, the negative memories, the negative words, the negative behaviors, we're going to pray that God will cause supernatural transformation of their thought process through releasing the word of God in Romans 12, verse 1, that says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, I'm sorry, not Romans 12 and 1, but Romans 12 and 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when they're all, at the end of the day, all of this boils down to what's going on in your mind. Tell me what's going on in your heart, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that's going on in your mind. Tell me what's going on in your mind, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that's going on in your soul. Because many times people have a negative experience or they're traumatized by something. They are abandoned. They are rejected. They are lonely. They feel like the world is against them. And the devil does a really, really good job releasing the spirit of oppression amongst God's people. And we must learn how to cancel the assignment of the enemy and release the word of God. So how is the trash guiding your decision making? And are you making clean or dirty decisions? And I want you to pause and think about that. When we allow trash to remain, it will influence our thoughts, our actions, our words, and our behaviors. So, what do you need to empty out today? What trashy thoughts do you need to lay to rest today by having a white funeral so that we can say bye-bye, so long? And what unclean memories do you need to power wash with the blood of Jesus to permanently remove? To be permanently removed in Jesus' name. So this is the synopsis of what we are going to be talking, of what we are going to be praying about tonight. And I am going to ask everyone that muted your phone, if you could please unmute your phone. And we're going to have a discussion. If anything I shared is standing out to you, this is a time for you to comment, to add to the commentary, and then we are going to go into prayer. So if you want to unmute your phone, just do *6, and your phone will be unmuted. And while there's not a lot of callers on the call tonight, so I am going to start the prayers, and I ask that you bear with me one moment. Some of the prayers that we're going to pray is directly connected to our opening scripture, which was Psalm 139 and verse 1 through 3. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for your grace. We thank you and we praise you for your mercy. We decree your word in Psalms 139 and verse 1 tonight. And we ask, O Lord, that you would search us thoroughly. Search us, and anything that you see that is not pleasing to you, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would reveal it to us, that you would expose it to us so that we can understand what it is, so that we can understand the effect that it has had on us, so that we can properly separate the negatives from the positives. And then with the help of the Holy Ghost, you will help us to understand the impact of those negative things. And you will help us to understand the source and the role that the negativity has played in our lives, in our mind, in our will, in our intellect, because it has caused us to hang out in that soulless realm where we have been responding to our feelings and our emotions, and we have not responded to the word of God. And going to Hebrews, the 12th chapter in the first verse, help us to lay aside every weight of those negative things that has happened to your people, that has happened to the family, that has happened to the fathers, to the mothers, to men, to women, to sons, to daughters, to aunts, to uncles, to grandparents. Father, we come against the spirit of negativity. We come against everything toxic, everything, Father God, that has caused your people to experience mental anguish. All of those that have been struggling mentally and emotionally in their mind, under control of demonic powers and principalities through demonic manipulation. Father, we disconnect them in the name of Jesus. And as we disconnect them, we thank you and we praise you that the weapons formed, but they did not prosper and they will not prosper, because even while we are saying these prayers, oh God, the enemy has come in like a flood and his desire is to wipe your people out. But, oh, God, we remind you that you said in your word, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you would raise up a standard. So we stand on the promises of your word. You said in your word, oh God, you said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herb. Father, you said, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Father, your word tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. So here in these two scriptures, in Psalms 37 and in Psalms oh, my goodness, I forgot what the other psalm was, but I'll come back to that. But, Father, you have given us strategic instructions and directions on what we need to do. And so we thank you that as we step out in faith, your word says, fret not thyself, Psalms 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. So, Father, you're telling us, do not fret, do not worry. I know this happened to you. I know you got disappointed. I know you got hurt. I know you experienced something traumatic, and it damaged your emotions. It damaged your heart, and you have a hole in your heart. You have a hole in your soul. But I am going to heal that hole in your soul, and I am going to heal that hole in your heart, and I am going to heal your damaged emotions. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. And, Father, because you are the Lord God that healeth us, we thank you and we praise you for the list of questions that were presented. And so we thank you and we praise you for the condition of hearts today in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our families, in our homes. And Father, we thank you for the state of emergency that our hearts are in, oh God. We thank you for the state of emergency that our bodies are in, oh God. Father, we thank you for the state of emergency that our souls and our spirits are in, oh God, because there are some things happening in the spirit realm that is affecting all of these categories. And a lot of it is connected to the food that we have been eating, the food, Father God, that is either feeding our flesh or it is feeding our spirit man. So we need to be aware of the physical food, and we need to be aware of the physical food. And right here, Father, we ask that you forgive us for our sins. We ask that you forgive the family. We ask that you forgive husbands. We ask that you forgive wives. We ask that you forgive children. We ask that you forgive grandparents. We ask that you forgive aunties and uncles. And we ask that you forgive cousins. We ask that you forgive the neighbors. We ask that you forgive, Father God, the people in their neighborhood, the crossing guards, the police officers. Father, there is so much that goes on in our neighborhood. And Father, there is a spirit of anger that has been released in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our communities, in our state. And we come against the spirit of Haman right now in the name of Jesus, the spirit of anger, the spirit of bitterness, the spirit of resentment, everything that caused the family to break up, everything that caused the neighborhood to break up, everything that allowed breaches to enter. Father, we place you in remembrance of your word. You said in Isaiah 58 and verse 12 that the waste places shall be restored. And you said that we are the repairers, the restorers of the breaches. So there are some breaches in our families. There are some breaches in our neighborhoods. There are some breaches in our communities. There are some breaches, God, There are some holes in our hearts. There are some holes in our minds. There are some holes in our pocketbooks and in our wallets. Father God, there are some holes, and we stand in need of healing. And we thank you for helping us to grow from the negative experiences in a positive way, where we could cast our cares upon you. Hebrews 12 and verse 1, it says that if we that we should lay aside every weight and every sin which so easily besets us. So, Father, we thank you for your word in Isaiah, the 61st chapter, in verse 3. Because in this verse, you identify the spirit of heaviness. In this verse, we're going to give it back to you because we're lifting up our rod. We're not giving you back our words, God. We're making these prophetic declarations over our families, over our homes, over our community, over our neighborhoods, over our churches, oh God, over our cities. We're making these prophetic declarations over City Hall, oh God, over the civic leaders, over the judges, oh God, over the unjust judges, over the just judges, over the police department, over eternal affairs, over the firefighters, over our health institution, over the doctors and the nurses, oh God, over the administrators, over the educators, oh God, we are calling on you right now in the name of Jesus. If there is a category that we have not called out, Father, you know what it is, and we thank you for your divine intervention in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we give you back your word, we thank you. We're going to start at verse 1, because the spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise, hallelujah, for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Why? Because verse 4 says, and they shall build the old waste, they shall raise up the former desolations, they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations, the desolations, because it's an S on the end of that word, of many generations. They shall be restored. They shall be repaired. And Father God, they're going to be repaired because we are standing in intercessory prayer, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord, oh God. We come in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Your word tells us, oh God, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us. Father, we can't do this in our own strength. You have anointed us to preach good tidings unto the meek. And it is you, oh God, that has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted. Father, there are so many people in the unity, in the community, in the homes, in our families, oh God, in our communities that are brokenhearted. There are so many people, oh God, that are being held captive by the spirit of bondage. And that's why your spirit is upon us, oh God. That is why you have anointed us. That is why, oh God, you have appointed us. So here we are, oh God, lifting holy hands up to you in prayer, inviting you to step into everybody's unique situation. Oh, Rabbi Shata Rabasi. Oh, God, we invite you to reveal your word, to manifest your word, to manifest your glory, because we're opening up the prison doors through these prayers, through our praise. Father, we remind you of your word in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you told Jehoshaphat, you sent the prophet, oh, God, and you reminded Jehoshaphat that this battle was not his, that the battle was yours, that he didn't need to fight in this battle. And then he sent for the singers, and they began to sing, and they began to praise. So, God, we offer a praise to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you, oh, God. We glorify you, God. We lift up holy hands. We worship you, oh, God. We give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. And we know that you are sending ambushments against the enemy. And we know that you are strategically hitting the targets with our prayers tonight. Father, we thank you for everyone that is brokenhearted because of traumatic experiences. And we thank you for those traumatic experiences have become strongholds in their minds. And we place you in remembrance of your word as we decree your word over your people, oh God. For you said in your word that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, every stronghold that was erected in the minds, in the mind, in the memory banks of your people, Father, we thank you for total destruction. We thank you for dismantling, for tearing down every stronghold, everything that has exalted itself above you in their lives. Father, we thank you for the children. We thank you for the children whose minds have been all over the place. We cover the children with the blood of Jesus. We cover the children right now, God. We decree that the blood of Jesus is fighting for them. The blood of Jesus is protecting the children. The blood of Jesus is speaking for the children. The blood of Jesus is working for the children. The blood of Jesus is protecting the children from all harm and all danger. And we release the power of the blood of Jesus to flush out everything that's not like you. We release the power of the blood of Jesus to flush out the memories from those traumatic experiences that has infiltrated their thought process in a negative way. And God, for those children that don't know how to empty out, we stand in the gap tonight in intercessory prayer as we stand on your word, oh God, knowing that your word is being activated, knowing, oh God, that your word is, the angels are responding to your word. The angels have been dispatched, and your angels are surrounding your people. The ministering angels are ministering the word of God to your people, and there are some war angels that have been dispatched, and they're fighting on behalf of these children. Father, some of these children have seen things that they should never see. Some of these children, oh God, have seen things, have heard things that they should never hear. And we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for the blood of Jesus that is cleansing their ear gates, the blood of Jesus that is cleansing their eye gates, the blood of Jesus that is cleansing, oh God, every part of their hearts, their mind, their body, their soul, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you all of the honor. We give you all of the glory. We give you all you, oh God, because of who you are. And it's not because of the many, many things that you have done for us. And we are so grateful, God. We are so thankful, and we appreciate you, and we offer gratitude. But God, we praise you because of who you are. And because of who you are, we give you glory. And we glorify your holy and your most righteous name, because the blood of Jesus has been activated. The blood of Jesus is doing exactly what you wanted to do in the lives of our children, from the young babies being born, oh God, to those that have already been born, to the newborns, to the toddlers, to those that are little boys and girls, to the preteens, to the teenagers, to the college students, the high school students, the young adults, the seniors, and Father, there is no category that is exempt, because somebody, regardless of how old they are somebody else's child. Now, God, we thank you for those in the community that are just that, somebody else's child, because their mother is not available. Their father is not available. So we lift up the motherless. We lift up the fatherless. We lift up the homeless. We lift up the children that are living on the streets in our neighborhoods, in our communities. Father, we thank you for those homes where the parents have opened up their house and allow them to come in to give them some food to eat, a warm bath, and some clean clothes, and to get their hair done. Father, we thank you for making a way for them. We thank you for provisional care. You are their shepherd, and they shall not want. We thank you right now, oh God, for leading them beside the still waters. Some of them been so traumatized. Some of them have been so hypnotized. Some of them have been deceived by false people pretending to care for them, and the spirit of deception has deceived them and caused them to walk in a path that you never intended them to walk in, God. And some of them became slaves to sex. Some of them, oh God, they became human trafficking, a part of the human trafficking ring. Some of them became drug dealers. Some of them became drug distributors. Some of them became prostitutes. Some of them got strung out on crack cocaine. Some of them got strung out on heroin. Some of them became alcoholics. But whatever it is that they got turned out with, God, that's not who they are. It is what they are doing at the moment. And we thank you right now, no God, that it is not by might nor by power, but it is by your spirit that you are breaking. You're breaking, God. You're breaking every chain. You're breaking the spirit of bondage off of your children right now, God. You're breaking the spirit of addiction. You're breaking the spirit of perversion off of mindsets right now, God. People that want to break free, children that want to break free, but they can't because their mind has been perverted. Everything that is false, they think it is true. Everything that is true, they think it is false. Everything they think is right, they calling it wrong. And those things that are wrong, they calling it right. The devil has twisted everything in their mind, and we come right now in the name of Jesus. And we decree your word, oh God. You said we have not because we ask not. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will cause divine reversals to take place. Everything that the enemy did to the minds of your people, all of the heavy loads, all of the heavy weights, all of the addictions, God, all of the bad decisions, all of the bad choices that was made in the heat of the moment, in a moment of anger, in a moment of despair, in a moment of discouragement. When they were standing at the door of hopelessness, oh my God, they didn't know that all they had to do was knock at the door. Because Jesus was right there. You said in your word, ask and the door shall be open. Well, we come knocking on the door tonight. We come knocking in the name of Jesus. For you said if we ask anything in the name of Jesus, that you would do it, oh God. So we're calling on you, Jesus. And we know in the word of God that every time the Israelites called on you, God, that you showed up. Even when they had the wrong cravings, oh God, when Moses was up on the mount with you for 40 days and 40 nights, and they got impatient, oh God, and they turned to idolatry, and their appetite changed, and they had the wrong cravings for the wrong kind of food. They had the wrong cravings to worship a false god. So, Father, we tear down every false god. We bind the spirit of idolatry, everything, every place, every person, everything that people have been worshiping in our families, in our neighborhoods, and in our communities. Father, I see an eye right now in the spirit. Oh, Rabashanda Rabasi. Oh, Rabashata. Oh, Rabashana Namasiri Kanda. Ah, Rabashata. Rabashata. I blind you in the name of Jesus. Every tracking spirit, every monitoring spirit, every familiar spirit, right now in the name of Jesus, your assignment is canceled. Spiritual blindness shall locate you now. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. I cancel every assignment of the enemy, and I cover this prayer line. I cover everyone on this prayer line. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I soak us with the blood of Jesus. I release the power in the blood of Jesus over us. I decree that the blood of Jesus is speaking for us. Father, you know that the witches and the warlocks, they hate the blood of Jesus. They can't stand the name of Jesus either. So we release the power of the blood of Jesus to flow freely, oh God, through the arteries of our streets. We release the power of the blood of Jesus to flow on those corners where the prostitutes are. We release the power of the blood of Jesus to flow in the arteries of our streets, of our neighborhoods, of our communities, where the drug dealers are, Father God, selling drugs, drug trafficking, human trafficking. You know all about it, oh God, even where those corrupt police officers are practicing police brutality, and they're getting their half of the drug deal that went wrong, and somebody's son or somebody's daughter is going to get shot, or they got shot, somebody died, oh God, and we're not speaking it into existence, but every day somebody is getting killed, every day somebody is getting shot, oh God, and we thank you for that traumatic experience. We thank you for the spirit of homicide. We thank you for the spirit of murder that is running rampant in our neighborhoods, in our families, in our communities, oh God. And we bind the spirit of death, oh God. We bind the spirit of murder. We bind premature death, oh God. We bind spiritual abortions. We bind character assassination. Every way that the enemy come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Oh, Father God, we release your word in Psalms 21 and 11, oh God. For you said that the enemy will not be able to perform their wicked devices against us. So we loose resurrection life and resurrection power. And we go back to your word, oh God, in Isaiah 61 and verse 3. And we stand on your word with Matthew 18 and 18, my God. For you said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Oh, Father, we bind the spirit of heaviness, oh, Rabashata, everything associated with the spirit of heaviness. And, Father, we bind the spirit of debauchery in the name of Jesus. And as we bind the spirit of heaviness, oh, my God, we loose beauty for ashes. We loose the oil of joy for mourning. And for the spirit of heaviness, we exchange it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We exchange the spirit of heaviness for the garment, excuse me, of praise. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that in every home, in every neighborhood, in every community, in every city, in every state, in every country, in every nation, that the spirit of praise is being released. The spirit of praise is being released. The garment 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 of praise is being released. The garment, the garment, the garment of praise. The garment, the garment, the garment of praise. The garment, the garment, the garment of praise. Hallelujah, is being released. And it has dismantled, it has obliterated, it has exterminated the spirit of heaviness. and all of the cohorts that's been associated with the spirit of heaviness, spirit of oppression, go in Jesus' name. Spirit of depression, go in Jesus' name. Spirit of discouragement, go in Jesus' name. Spirit of despair and hopelessness, doom and gloom. You don't see anything positive happening in your situation. The devil is a liar, and I command him to loose his hold in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold. It is written in God's word that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I decree your word, oh God. I thank you for Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I thank you that your people, oh God, that they're going to trust in you, Lord, with all of their hearts and lean not into their own understanding. In all their ways, oh God, they're going to acknowledge you so that you can direct your their path. Your word tells us in Amos 3 and 3, can two walk together except they agree? Now, God, prior to us terminating, destroying the plans of the enemy, the spirit of heaviness was causing hearts to be broken, and it was setting captives in bondage, placing them in prison. But we have canceled the assignment of the enemy, and we magnify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify you. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, and we give you all of the praise. We thank you for your word in Romans 15, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. We stretch our hands to you tonight, for there is no other help we know. If you withdraw your hand from us, where, oh God, will we go? There is no place we could go where you will not be there, God, for you are with us. You said in your word that you would never leave us and that you would never forsake us. So, Father, we thank you for the trash. We thank you for the physical trash that needs to be removed. We thank you for the spiritual trash that needs to be removed. We thank you, Father God, that as we go back to the beginning of this prayer, as we go back to the scripture, search us, O God. Search us thoroughly. You know us. You know everything about us. You know when we're doing things because we're following you, God. You know when we do things and we're not following you, but we're being led by our feelings and our emotions because we responded to the circumstances. We allowed the lies of the enemy to penetrate our hearts and our minds. But we thank you that tonight is divine reversals. Tonight is divine breakthrough. We thank you that tonight you are regulating mindsets. Tonight you are regulating heart sets, oh God. You are changing hearts. You are activating Psalms 51 and verse 10, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renewing us a right spirit. Father, we thank you that you are regulating the mindsets of those that are out in the streets. And Father, we come against the spirit of schizophrenia, and we come against the spirit of bipolar. We come against all of these mental illness conditions and symptoms and names that doctors have been given to these people. And God, some of them really have some imbalances, but some of them have been mislabeled. Some of them have been misdiagnosed. And everything that is going on in their minds, in their bodies, we bind the spirit of infirmity. We curse it at the root. We loose your word in Isaiah 53 and verse 5, and we decree that they are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you for releasing your miracle healing power right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind the spirit of unforgiveness, and we loose the spirit of forgiveness. We bind the spirit of bitterness, the spirit of resentment, and the spirit of anger, and we loose the spirit of gladness, the oil of joy, hallelujah, in Isaiah, the 63rd chapter, oh God. And we loose beauty for ashes. So, God, it's all about your word. It's never about us. It's all about your word. And we thank you that your word is speaking for us tonight. We thank you that your word is working for us tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you that the old waste places shall be restored. We thank you for raising up the former desolations through our prayers tonight, oh God. We thank you that you are repairing our homes, our families, our neighborhoods, and our communities. We thank you that the desolations of many generations are rising and they are shining for the glory of the Lord. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon, Father God, these generations, and we decree it to be so. We release the fire of the Holy Ghost. You are the God that answers by fire according to your word in 1 Kings, the 18th chapter and verse 24. We decree that a fire goes before you, O Lord, and burns up your enemies in the city. In the name of Jesus, we decree, O God, that you burn up your enemies in our neighborhoods. We decree, O God, that you burn up your enemies in our homes. We decree, O God, that the fire of the Holy Ghost is burning up our enemies in our state, in our country, in the nations. We thank you that you are arising, O God, for such a time as this. We thank you that as you arise, O God, that your enemies will be scattered. We thank you, O God, that we are flames of fire. We thank you that your fire protects us, and we thank you that your fire covers us. We thank you that we are covered by the blood and the fire of God. We decree that no weapons formed against us shall prosper according to your word, O God. You said they shall surely gather together, but not by you. And those that gather together against your people, against our families, against our neighborhoods, against our communities, Father, they shall surely fail. And we thank you right now, God, that you are not a man that you should lie. Your fire, O Lord, is in our hands to heal the sick and to cast out devils. We thank you for baptizing us with the Holy Ghost and with fire according to your word in Luke, the 3rd chapter and verse 16. Father, we thank you that your fire burns in our tongue to preach and to pray and to prophesy. We thank you that as we open up our mouths, that you will fill it with your words. Father, we give you back your word tonight, and we thank you right now, O God, that your fire is burning up the idols in the city, O God. Your fire. We release the fire. Burn away the dross, O God. Burn. Burn away everything you see that's not pleasing to you, O God. Burn up everything that serves no purpose. Burn up everything that has no value. Burn up all of those negative experiences. Let it burn. But, oh, Father, refine. Let the refiner's fire refine us. Let the refiner's fire help us to refocus. Let the refiner's fire help us to reconnect. Let the refiner's fire help us, Father God, to rededicate our lives to you. And so that we can walk more effectively for you and with you. Father, we place a seal on all of these prayers, and we thank you, Father, that it's not by might nor by power that your people are equipped to put the trash out tonight. We thank you, oh God, for all of that trash, all of that hurt, all of that pain, all of that contention, all of that stress, all of the mental anguish, all of the torment, all of the unforgiveness, all of the negative things that have happened to them, all of the negative words that have been spoken over them, that have been embedded in their heart, their mind, their soul, and their spirit. Father, it is no longer there today. So we thank you and we celebrate you for divine removal. But God, this is a supernatural act. And we thank you for supernatural care, supernatural maintenance care. But we thank you for those that will listen to this prayer at a later time, and those that will have questions, those that will have a desire to receive counseling. Father, we thank you for those counselors that are ready to counsel your people. We thank you for those pastors and those teachers and those evangelists that are ready to go out in the neighborhoods and serve in the communities, those that will serve locally and those that will go abroad. We pray for an explosion of activism, and we pray for an explosion of evangelism. We pray for an explosion of outreach in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our communities. Father, you know what we are doing here every Thursday night. We can't do it all alone. We thank you, Father God, that we don't want to be an island. So I'm asking you to raise up laborers, oh God. I'm asking you to send ready, willing, and able workers that will be ready to do the work, ready to have the mind to serve you, oh God, as they serve others. We thank you for releasing the builder's anointing, oh God, because Nehemiah was a builder. He asked you for permission to go and restore the walls of Jerusalem. And tonight, oh God, we are crying out to you, asking that you will use us to build up the walls in our homes, in our families, in our unity, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, oh God. And we bring all of these prayers, the total sum of everything that we prayed about tonight, oh God. We bring it under the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and we place a seal on it. And we thank you, Father God, that you are in control of everybody in every situation. And we thank you in advance for divine breakthroughs, financial blessings, divine healing. In Jesus' name, amen. And we are going to listen to one song real quick. And the name of the song is A Heart That Forgives.
A heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes evil, goodness and love, like it never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, lives and lets live, one that loving over and over again, one that men can offend because your word is thin, one that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ, one a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies, one a love like you, be like you, just like you. I want a heart that forgives. I want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. Hurting.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I wanted to play that song because God wants a heart that forgives. And that song is by Kevin LeVar. And I pray that you have been blessed by tonight's intercessory prayer. And as an overview, we do gather every Thursday at 7 p.m. Sometimes I'm here by myself. It doesn't matter whoever shows up. I'm going to do what God placed on my heart to do. And the purpose of unity in the community prayer is restoring individuals, families, and communities in prayer. We may never know the results of our prayers, but the good news is that we are confident that God is hearing our prayers and that He is going to answer according to His plans and His purpose for every single person that we have prayed for. So we are one in the Spirit, and we are one in the Lord. My name is Stacy Lunsford, and I thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight in prayer. I ask that you continue to meditate on the scriptures that were shared tonight. And I wanted to highlight our thought process. So pure thoughts versus impure thoughts, clean thoughts versus unclean thoughts. And I want to highlight that because when we have an impure thought, right away we can identify that that thought did not come from God. And once we identify that that thought did not come from God, we can pull that thought down. We could bring that thought under subjection. In 2 Chronicles, the 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 3, it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." So I want you to start recognizing the pure thoughts and the impure thoughts, because God is going to release pure thoughts. The devil is going to release impure thoughts. Now, when a lot of times when we have traumatic experiences or something negative happens to us, we're wounded, we're hurt, we're going to have some impure thoughts. And a part of that normal process, we will rehearse some of those things over and over. So it's really about learning how to handle negative things in a positive way. So please, it's all about our thought process and what's going on in our mind and what's going on in our heart. So self-care is going to be very, very important to growing and maturing in the things of God. There are many things that come to steal our love for God and our love for ourselves and our love for other people, and it will come through impure thoughts. It will come through unclean thoughts. So please be mindful of the thoughts that you entertain. Protect your eye gates, protect your ear gates, and protect your mouth gate, protect your heart gate. You have to be careful of the things that you allow in. And the reason I played the song, A Heart That Forgives, we want to pray for a heart that forgives. Many, many people are going through tumultuous times because they refuse to forgive. Now, when we forgive people, it's no longer about us and that person. It's about that person and God, because we release them. We say, "You don't owe us anything. I forgive you. I'm moving on." But forgiveness doesn't always mean restoration. So holding on to hurts and pains versus letting go and receiving healing and forgiveness. And that brings us to the end of tonight's call. My name is Stacey Lunsford, and you are listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, where we come together for prayer every Thursday. When you are praying, no matter what time of day, no matter where you are, remember to offer up thanksgiving to God, adoration, to make confessions, supplications, and intercession for our families, our loved ones, our friends, and even our enemies. We want to pray for souls, for those that are unsaved and those that are lost. We want to pray for believers, those that are saved but they are bound. We want to pray for those that are sick, those that are in the nursing homes, the hospitals, and the convalescent homes. We want to pray prayers of deliverance using the word of God in Matthew 18:18, using the principles of binding and loosing, which we did today as I was binding the spirit of heaviness and loosing the garment of praise. And we will do some spiritual warfare prayers. And we want to pray for missions and evangelism, and ultimately, families broken, families whole, restoration, healing, and forgiveness. And the last one, which is a big one, is church hurt. This will be a major focus on our prayer gatherings. And, of course, please pray whichever way God leads you. There is no right way or no wrong way. I'm just giving you pieces of the puzzles that God gave to me for us to pray about. So I love you. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus, and I decree that no weapons formed against you shall prosper. Go in peace and have a blessed night. Bye-bye.